Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Wednesday, August 5th, 2015. Stay connected with me in between shows by following me on Instagram at Shanice Lewis, on Facebook at Shanice Lewis Show, and on Twitter at Shanice Show. The Shanice Lewis Show is an official media sponsor of the TCF Style Expo presented by Ashley Stewart, happening this Saturday in Atlanta, August 8th. The TCF Style Expo provides the plus-size fashion lover a chance to experience the curvy fashionista lifestyle blog in real life. Throughout the day, you will sip, shop, and socialize with various plus-size fashion, beauty, and lifestyle brands. I will be there as your host for this fabulous event. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit tcfstyleexpo.com. Our guest on the show today is Kiara Sheard. Kiara is a world-renowned gospel artist whose latest album, Graceland, was nominated for a Stellar Award and debuted at number one on Billboard's and iTunes gospel album charts. For the second consecutive year, she has served as a judge on the eighth season of BET's popular singing competition, Sunday Best. She is also a budding entrepreneur as well. She hails the hosiery line, Shears by Sheard, available exclusively at select Walgreens. And in addition, she just launched her 1160 plus size clothing line. And this weekend, she will be appearing at the TCF Expo in Atlanta. Let's welcome to the show, Kiara Sheard.
Hello.
Hi. I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, I'm so excited to talk to you. Now, you grew up in a gospel family with your mother being Karen Clark Sheard of the Clark Sisters. Was being a gospel artist something you always wanted to do, or did you have other career aspirations at first growing up?
Absolutely, I did. I actually wanted to be a volleyball player. I wanted to do hair and nails. It was so many other things and other ways of being artistic that I wanted to get involved in. So most definitely, I wasn't thinking about singing. And, of course, my mother, being the blessing that she is, she kind of pulled that out of me, and I had a greater appreciation of what was already, you know, of what I was already capable of doing. So I didn't think about, I wasn't thinking about singing. I didn't want to sing at all. So absolutely, I have more aspirations.
Now, secular artists have a lot of pressures on them to look a certain way to be more marketable. Do you have those same pressures in gospel music?
Yes, I've had those pressures. I used to be over 300 pounds, and I did have those pressures. I lost this weight, though, because I lost over 60 pounds. And I lost this weight because my grandmother and my father shined a light on me just living longer. They stressed, you know, you can be thick, but you can also be healthy. And if it ever feels like, you know, this weight is like something detrimental to your life, then it's some changes you have to make. So with them telling me that, in a part of the whole journey of me having to, you know, kind of have a different image where I was more marketable, that was a part of my journey, my weight loss journey. So absolutely. I remember some people at a record company called me the Pillsbury Doughboy, and it hurt my feelings.
And gospel music?
Oh, but yes, but the executives, just because it's gospel music, the industry is not ran by Christians.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What else?
And then, yeah, but not just that. It was something else I was going to tell you, and I forgot what it was. Yeah, I forgot what it was. But yes, ma'am, that is a big thing. It's not as big as it is, I'm sure, with the mainstream, because I'm sure if I went, like, mainstream, they would be like, you probably need to lose about 20 more pounds. However, you have artists like Adele who are doing exceptionally well. So that might not even be an issue. I was talking to my mother the other day, and she was like, well, everybody got big booties and big thighs
right now,
so it don't seem like it's a problem, you know. So who knows? We don't know.
Now, you are a judge on Sunday's Best, and I read somewhere you were hesitant about accepting that job. Now, why is that?
Well, I'm very careful with how I say things to people. I don't like to hurt people's feelings. I have an issue with disingenuous people, and I have an issue with mean people, because you don't have to be mean. And if you want to be mean, then you can just not talk to people.
Right.
So I have a thing about that. So I was really afraid with how people would receive, you know, my criticism, because I do believe that there are ways to correct someone and to show love to someone by correcting them. And I know that everything we share with, you know, an individual, it's not going to always be something that they want to hear. And so I understood that me being a judge was putting me in a seat, in kind of a hot seat for me and for what I'm used to, because I'm only used to sharing love and correction and criticism with people who know my heart. And, you know, me being a judge, it was like, oh, well, they don't know me. I don't know them. They probably didn't trust, you know. So it was me thinking a lot, which I tend to do. So that was my only fear with judging. But I have had the time of my life. This opportunity to be a judge on BET Sunday Best has been a tremendous blessing to me and my career. And it's given me a different way to kind of share love when you're giving correction in a better way. So it's been a healthy challenge, a healthy stretch for me. I've enjoyed every moment of it. I've been gleaning from the legends that are on the show. So I'm blessed to have this opportunity, and I don't take it lightly. But that was the only reason for being a judge, because I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
So you would never tell anybody, like, quit singing and go find something else to do?
I would absolutely tell someone that, but in a nice way. Like, I would probably say, you know, what other hobbies do you have? What other gifts do you have? You know, I think that you would go far with trying this, you know. But I wouldn't kill anyone's dreams, because there's a lot of people who think that I'm incapable of doing, you know, the clothing design. I'm sure it's a lot of people who say, oh, no, you should go a different way. But I have a dream to do this. And if that's your dream, you know, everybody that's singing and that are huge and have big names, they don't sing like what we're used to singing, you know, what we're used to calling singing. So it's a lot of people that can actually make it and be successful in their story alone, or their image, or just them being a likable person can take them very far. So actually, to answer your question, now that I've like discussed it, I don't think I would just say, hey, go do something else, but I would give them my honest opinion and, you know, find out if that's their dream. Maybe if God has ordained it, then I would say go for it, you know.
Now tell me about your organization, Bowl Right Life. What was the purpose and your vision behind this?
Bowl Right Life was me being a Christian artist and just seeing how so many youth and young adults are so, like, disconnected with the Lord. I'm a Christian, and I'm a bold believer of Jesus Christ. So having said that, I think, too, with me being raised in the church, we've been given the idea that the gospel, or to go to church, is boring. And it should have never been portrayed that way. And so with me learning the culture of so many young youth and young adults, I've learned that they're like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. It makes me look whack. It makes me look weak. So I wanted to give them something, give them an outlet where they can be themselves. They can dress how they want. They can think out the box. And they can still come to church and still have Jesus, you know, in their lives, but in a fun and in a an amazing way, you know, to where they don't feel ashamed, where they can say, hey, come to church with me. It's like, it's really cool. It's not, you know, the typical storefront traditional type of thing that happens. So that's what I was hoping to give to youth and young adults, Jesus in a fun, swaggy, fashionable, out-of-the-box way. That was my whole intention, and to definitely awaken the minds of youth and young adults, because we not only conquer or touch on the spiritual aspect, but we definitely deal with the natural aspect, you know, with the police brutality and stuff like that. We talked about finances, we talked about education and how to build their dreams. So it's just cultivating and connecting with young people to help them cultivate their gifts and build, and to not doubt themselves and not predicate their future or determine their future on where they come from. So that's what Bold Right Life is all about.
So if somebody is listening and want to get involved or want to attend something, how do they go about doing that?
You can definitely go to www.boldrightlife.org. I think it's boldrightlife.com. But you can go there, you can email us, and we'll connect with you. Or you can email drewsgirlproductions@gmail.com. And I'm on social media, so it's plenty of ways to get in contact with us, and we'll forward you to the right person.
Now, you are a budding entrepreneur, and before you even launched the clothing line, you launched a hosiery line. Now, tell me about this hosiery line.
The hosiery line is a line in some Walgreens, and it's very exciting. The line is for curvy women. I'm a big girl. I'm a thick girl, and it's been a hard. It's growing. Of course, we all know the plus size industry is growing, but for over some years, it's been a bit of a task to find things for my size. And the line is called Shears by Sheared. And we launched it in some of the cold markets that are, it's in Texas too. So it's in Texas, Chicago, and it's two other places. But we launched this line, and it's just for curvy women. It has a little bit of control top. We've actually had the opportunity to partner with the same company that that helps with Spanx. I couldn't think straight. And so it has a lighter control top to where you can, it's more affordable, basically. And it's in Walgreens in a convenience store. So, and they have, you got, you know, stockings that don't make you look ashy if you have a little color to your skin. And that's pretty much it. And hopefully we'll be able to add more designs and things like that.
Well, that's awesome. Now, is there a website? Like, if it's not in my market, can I purchase it online, or I have to find a Walgreens that carries it?
You know, we sold out of them. We were selling them in my online resale store, consignment store, and we sold out of them. So at this moment, it's not, because I don't even think it's on Walgreens' site. I just know they're in the different locations. And again, this first run was like a test run for us.
Oh, okay. So. Well, that's exciting. So that was the first introduction in the fashion industry. Now you are introducing 1160, your plus size clothing line. Now tell me the meaning behind the name.
1160 is my mother's birthday, November 1960. And my mother was a huge inspiration for this clothing line, because she's always been a fashionista, and I've always admired her style. So that's where the inspiration comes from.
And I saw one of your models is Amber Riley. Is she one of your close friends?
She is. Amber and I have grown tremendously as far as friends. And she is just so sweet, so kind, and so very supportive. So she'll always have my support no matter what.
Now, what type of clothing do you carry with your clothing line?
now I have we have a manufacturer. We've been blessed to partner with a manufacturer in South Korea. So it's not a line that just goes by order. I don't know the term for that. But a lot of people are like, oh, can we order this in this color and with this piece on this side? And I was like, I'm sorry, no, I can't do that. It's like actually in bulk. So we have manufacturer quality. I have chosen, and I'm very hands-on with this new venture. I have chosen materials with that will complement the full-figured woman. I've had a task with purchasing clothes, and because I will need it to stretch, I'll be to bust a hole in something. So I have made these clothes. We've had these clothes made for the curvy woman with her in mind. You know, if they ever get a hole in something, you know, on the first try, we will send it back to them. So it's high fashion trends and, you know, just ideas and inspirations, you know, that I've been like, this is what I would want to see myself in, and I don't see it anywhere in the store. So these are the styles that we're creating, high fashion trends. However, I have heard my audience, and they're asking for, you know, more affordable pieces. So I'll have a mixture of both. And the inspiration was like, I would like to do something like a big girl Zara, where it's like, you know, casual, but there are some dressy pieces there. And I saw a lot of people kind of referring to the line as the churchy girl line. And this is not at all what I want it to be. I want this to be for everyone, because I don't like being labeled as the churchy girl. You can label me as a Christian, but don't call me a churchy girl. So I'm hoping that these styles are complimenting to the curvy woman. She feels confident. She feels bold and just sexy. So I'm hoping that the styles from this line will do that for the curvy woman or the person that buys them.
So what is the size range of your clothing line?
You know, we just expanded the sizes. The size range is 10 to 28. We have a new style that will go to 28, but right now we have styles online that are size 10 to 24. And I didn't leave the thin girl out because I heard my audience as well. And they were like, look, don't leave us out. So I still decided to keep in the curvy woman, because the size 10, she's still kind of thick. She's not skinny. And I have a lot of cousins who are a size 10, and they was like, look, don't try to do this bashing skinny women thing, because I still am a curvy woman. So that's why I decided to start at a size 10 and not start at a size 12, 14.
So what is the price point? You said some people want it more affordable. So what is the price point that you have right now?
The price point is like the least expensive item that I have right now, I think, is like $168. And the most expensive item that I have is $395. So it goes all in between there. And the coat is the price that it is. What I've learned, because I've also had questions like, why is plus size clothing so expensive, or why is it so pricey? Why can't we just go into, you know, a Forever 21 and pick up a pair of jeans and it's just, with it, you know, for it to be quality. I've been into quality. So having said that, I've learned that it costs, you know, it takes more yards to cover our bodies. And I don't want to be just another line that gives the curvy woman, hey, here's something. And I do want to make the dollar off of the business, but I also do take it to heart because I'm the curvy woman. I am my own consumer. So I take it to heart. But I've wanted to give this coat. I love this coat. It's my favorite. And I don't see anything like that in the market right now. But this trench coat, it's quality. Like, I hope when we go to TCF, people will be able to see that, oh, yeah, this is quality. I mean, even the construction of it, it's not anyone that's just throwing it in their basement. It's somebody that actually knows what they're doing. It's coming from a factory. So that's why these items are a bit pricey, because the price from the doggone factory is pricey. So,
these are quality clothes that will be comparable maybe to a Nordstrom's or a Dillard's.
Absolutely.
Quality clothing.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And actually, a buyer has been looking at the items from 1160. That's not to say that it'll be in Nordstrom's or anything, but mm-hmm. some buyers have been looking at it from those kinds of department stores, which is a huge blessing. So, yes, mm-hmm. ma'am.
Now, you briefly mentioned about it being called a church girl line or something like that, you said. And I was looking at your social media, doing my research, and I saw yeah. some of your fans, like when you will post a picture of a blogger in the outfit saying, well, this is a Christian line. Why is she showing so much cleavage? But I was thinking to myself, it doesn't necessarily have to be a Christian line. Like, what is a Christian clothing line?
Right. I don't know. I guess you know how people are. They just like to pick and just have something to talk about.
Right.
But, I mean, and then I'm learning you can't even please a lot of people. It's just like, what else do you want? What else will you find, you know,
right.
that is a problem with it? So it's just clothes. It's clothes, and that's how I want it to be presented to the world. It's clothes, and it's fashionable clothes for the curvy woman. And,
right.
You said it in your tone. What do you mean a Christian clothing line? So I'm a Christian, but I know a lot of Christian major designers that are out there from me learning and researching, but you don't label their their clothes as a Christian clothing line, you know?
Right, it is what it is.
That's what comes with the territory. So I just learned to ignore some people, but I'm excited.
And look, I'm a Christian and I like to show cleavage, so I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as it's appropriate for where you're going. So I guess it just depends on your preference.
Absolutely.
So,
and again, they'll pick stuff apart. I mean, they tore me up about the prices, and I'm like, do they know that it's actually plus-size clothing lines that charge far more than what I'm charging? And
right.
it can be for a T-shirt, you know? So
right.
it was just like, I mean, come on, you're not going on Balmain or Prada's page saying these prices are too expensive. You just look, you like, you keep scrolling, you know? So
I
don't get it. But it's what comes with the territory. It's all good.
So prior to launching this plus size clothing line, did you know about the plus size community and the bloggers? And did you know about Marie's blog, the Curvy Fashionista blog? Were you involved in any way online?
Absolutely. Before I did this, I was like, I have to figure out, you know, how to get in touch with that plus size customer. So I was already doing my research, not just for the line, but I also like getting ideas from the bloggers. And I have
mm-hmm.
a cousin who is like obsessed with the bloggers. So she was a little bit more in touch with it than I was. And
mm-hmm.
I would just go to her and be like, okay, who are you following now? Who's hot now? What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I had a cousin, and her name is Tora. She's actually an educator in D.C., and
okay.
she's always up on it. I mean, she's up on the plus-size consignment store. She's just up on everything. And I'm like, you should be a blogger yourself. But
right.
she would update me. So, yes, I was connected. I knew about Miss Marie. I knew about all of the bloggers that have partnered with me and who have supported me with this clothing line. Initially, we were going to do a partnership with Reb Dolls. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I was inspired by, her name is Griselle. I was inspired
mm-hmm.
by the designer behind Reb Dolls. And I was like, well, I don't want to compete. And I still want to partner with you, you know, eventually. But I want to take my faith step and do what you did, because that was absolutely inspiring. I want to try and do it on my own. And I still want to do something like, you know, what Skino does with Target. They have
mm-hmm.
a least expensive line, you know, in a lesser price range, in a more affordable price range. So
right, right.
That's still, you know, something that we discussed. So Yeah, I've done my research. I was already, you know, wearing stuff from the other. I have a couple of items from Monif C and Jabri. So absolutely, me and my mom wear Jabri most definitely. And I'm looking at this differently too. Yeah, I'm not coming in here for competition. I'm just coming in here to give more. So that's all.
That's awesome. And I'm really impressed how you are going to these events like this weekend, and I've seen you participate in other events for plus size women, because you have a platform where you can just do mainstream media and just, you know, all celebrities that put out plus size clothing don't necessarily come and interact with the community like you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. It's been fun. I've been meeting some awesome women. You know, people like Marie Denae, Garner Style, Cece Olisa, and these girls, they're all just awesome. And like I was mentioning to you, Griselle, the designer, and I think her publicist, Brittany B, they're great women. And I think these events are moments where you actually can find some of the most empowering moments. So I've been enjoying myself. This has been fun for me.
Now, your clothing line is an official sponsor of the TCF Style Expo happening this weekend in Atlanta. Now, tell me, what will you be doing the day of? What all you will have with your clothing line this weekend?
I'm sorry. Ask that one more time, Shanice. You broke up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said your clothing line is an official sponsor of the TCF Style Expo. And tell me, what are you going to be doing? What are you going to be doing Saturday at
Saturday,
the event?
I'll be there at the TCF Expo. I'll be a panelist, and I'm going to be tired as jacks because I'm coming from Vegas and coming straight to TCF. So I'm excited. I'll be a panelist. I'll be at my booth, 41160, and we'll be selling items there. So TCF will have the opportunity to actually exclusively give pieces for people or customers to walk away with items from 1160, because we've been waiting on production. So I'm really excited about that, and I'll be taking pictures and all of that, and just, I forgot what my panel is about. I think it's, I don't want to lie to you, but I do know I'll be a panelist, and I can't wait.
When I pull it up, because I have the schedule, you are going to be on Finding Your TCF Style panel that'll be happening at 5 p.m. on the stage area.
Yes, and so, I can't wait.
So do you know what you're wearing Saturday yet?
I don't know what I'm wearing Saturday. Still figuring it out. I'm sure it'll be something from 1160.
I'm sure. Now, I have a lot of listeners that want to be plus-size models. So do you take submissions for models or have casting calls? Or how do you select your models?
Absolutely. They can send their information to www.my1160.com, and that is the word, that's my, M-Y, the word 11, and the numbers 60.com, and there's a contact us link there, and it comes directly to us, and we try to be hands-on with our customer service and kind of, you know, fast and swift with responding to people who send inquiries to us. So definitely please reach out to us by visiting our website.
So do you have anything else coming up we need to be on the lookout for?
I guess I can give you the secret. I'm doing an EP very soon, so I'm really excited about that. I'll be doing some really different stuff. Yeah, so I'm excited about my music. I'm excited about all that God has allowed me to do. I'm just grateful, you know, to have this opportunity. So it's a lot. Just stay in touch with me on social media. I tell y'all all my business.
And what is your official website? And tell us all the social media profiles you're on.
The website is my1160, the number 60.com. And we're on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram as just 1160. And you can also find me as just Kierra Sheard on social media, KierraSheard. And I would love to connect with you.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I know you're busy and you have a lot to do. So thank you for taking the time to be a guest today. And I look forward to seeing you Saturday and looking at the clothing. I'm excited about your clothing line.
Thank you so much. And thank you for taking the time out with me as well.
Well, all right. Well, have a blessed day and I'll see you Saturday.
Okay. See you then. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So thank you to my fabulous guest today, Kierra Sheard. If you haven't already, don't forget to like our fan page on Facebook at Shanice Lewis Show. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.